welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. This is Paul from Marion, and as always, thanks so much for joining us today here on the Drivecast. Today we're going to be looking at 2 Samuel 11, 1 through 5, and we're doing this in connection with the Prodigals series, and in week one of the Prodigal series, we looked at the younger brother, and this insight that the devotional content draws out that's really, I think, helpful for us. In the devotional content, it makes this connection between how the younger brother, he had everything he needed prior to his going to the father and requesting his share of the inheritance. He would have been living a good life, if you will. He would have had everything he needed, everything he desired. And yet in that, we see that he's not content with his situation. He, of course, wants more. And that's then the connecting point with 2 Samuel 11, 1 through 15, and King David. King David is really at the apex of his power. Things are going very well in his kingdom. And then we see David fall. And there's this really, I think, fascinating dynamic here. So 2 Samuel 11, 1 through 5, I'll read it for us, and then we'll talk through that a little bit. In the springtime, when kings go off to war, David sent Joab out with the king's men and the whole Israelite army. They destroyed the Ammonites and besieged Rabbah, but David remained in Jerusalem. One evening, David got up from his bed and walked around on the roof of the palace. From the roof, he saw a woman bathing. The woman was very beautiful, and David sent someone to find out about her. The man said, "She is Bathsheba, the daughter of Eliam, and the wife of Uriah the Hittite." Then David sent messengers to get her. She came to him, and he slept with her. Now she was purifying herself from her monthly uncleanliness. Then she went back home. The woman conceived and sent word to David, saying, "I am pregnant." So again, in David's sort of greatest point of power, this is the time that he has his most grievous sin against the Lord that then he has to deal with the consequences with for the rest of his life. And in the devotional content, I really thought it was a very, very timely and helpful verse in connection to this. If we look at 1 Corinthians 10, verse 12, it says, "So if you think you are standing firm, be careful that you do not fall." And again, in this situation, David is, he thinks he's good. And it's in this moment that he falls. Again, if we look at the younger brother, probably thinks he's fine. He thinks he's good. And it's in that moment that he falls. And so I think then what does that do for us? Or what does that maybe challenge us with? Well, I think it's this, we need to be consistently and constantly vigilant in our pursuit of God. Because oftentimes it's not just the difficult, hard moments. It can be the good seasons of life, the moments where we feel content, that we begin to drift into spiritual complacency that then leads potentially to really, really sinful actions. One of the things that I think is helpful for us is looking back at 2 Samuel 11 and verse 1. In the spring, at the time when kings go off to war, David sent Joab out with the king's men and the whole Israelite army. And then it says David remained in Jerusalem. David should have been out at war with his men, but instead he was at home in his palace. David should have been at war, but instead he was hanging out on his couch. And I think this is just a good reminder that we need to be diligent in taking care of the daily things, that the things that we're supposed to be taking care of, time in the Word, time in prayer, time in community and fellowship, speaking with brothers and sisters in Christ. And as we continue to just pursue the Lord through those day-to-day things that we need to do, we can continue, Lord willing, by the empowerment of His Holy Spirit, to be steadfast and faithful in the Lord. And so I pray that would be an encouragement for you this morning to be diligent in the little things, that we wouldn't be complacent, and that in our complacency, the devil wouldn't use that as an opportunity to really lead us into sin. And not that it's entirely Satan's fault, But he is tempting us there. And while we sin, it is our own fault and we are accountable for our sin. We need to be aware of those moments where in the complacency, in the quote-unquote good seasons of life, we might fall away from the Lord. And so let's pray for protection against that. Let's pray for a seriousness with which we take our discipleship in the day-to-day rhythms of our lives. And as always, thanks so much for joining us here on the Drivecast today. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow. Let's pray. Father, was encouraged and challenged by your word today. And as we think of the prodigal son, as we think of David, in these seasons or in these moments where maybe things are good for us, like, praise God for that. It's not that we should be looking around the corner waiting for something bad to happen. I think sometimes we fall into that. But rather, we should be consistently and diligently in pursuit of you. We should be doing the things that you call us and tell us to do, not so that bad things won't happen, but so that we'll continue to pursue you, no matter what season of life we're in. And so we want to be those people, steadfast, consistently keeping our eyes fixed on you, desiring you, pursuing you as you have pursued us, and in a response to your ultimate pursuit of us, that we can see in Christ on the cross. And so we thank you for the way in which you've saved us, and we ask that you would, by the empowerment of your Holy Spirit, for your glory, for our good, allow us to be diligent, steadfast, and faithful in our pursuit of you. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.